Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. You can watch this show live every morning. Vaughn's in there wiggling all the little pans and zooms and I don't know what you do. I don't know what they're called. Lower thirds.
What?
He's got it going on in there. He's running the show. This show is online every day, live. Go to radioalice.com/watch. Takes you right to the live feed. And then when we're not here and over the weekend, it just loops all day. You can get a little look at Sarah and Vinny anytime you want. See my skunk stripes. Hardcore. I might have to do it this weekend. Might give it another week or two, though. Who knows?
And by that, you mean a little bit of gray shown up.
Yeah. Well, I got a good solid inch there, don't I?
I guess.
Look here. I'm like going gray at the temples.
Oh,
it's fine. Nice. It's a good look. Solid. Yeah, I know. I just want to cut it all off and just let it come in gray. Anyway, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. The only thing you'll regret more than not shopping at the Gift Center this Valentine's Day is putting black floors in your house.
Shut up. Oh, my God. I don't regret it. They're beautiful.
Actually, Brenda regrets nothing more than those damn black floors.
Get your savings in
the black with up to 75% off at the Gift Center. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com. The San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Well written.
She did them yesterday. They look beautiful.
That is a well written spot.
That was a good one.
I like it.
Yep. Oh, round two.
Brenda made the tag.
She'll be thrilled.
I bet. I bet she will. All right, everyone. Here's what's happening. I'll begin with a couple weekend event type things.
Okay.
The XFL starts this. So the NFL ended. The XFL starts.
You gonna watch this?
Not at all.
Oh, they got games Saturday and Sunday.
Yep, I have no interest.
But what if? Do we have a local team?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't paid any attention to the XFL. I don't expect it to look. I get it. People have a year-round thirst for the NFL,
right,
even though there's only a few months of games.
This isn't arena football, is it?
Oh, the San Francisco Demons.
Oh, the Demons. All right. Where are we playing? Are we playing this weekend?
I'm looking, huh?
All right.
But the truth is that most people are turning their heads to the draft. Mm. And like they stay with the NFL, there's no games.
All kinds of little events.
But there's drafts.
Sure.
Where will Tommy play?
Right,
right now, the convo is: will Tommy play for the 49ers?
Oh,
but we got Jimmy G.
Well, honestly, the people who think Jimmy G didn't do good enough, yeah, he didn't have a great game. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
But he got our team along with our team mm-hmm. to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Someone's got to lose.
Plus, guys, you don't want to get rid of that
guy. I don't know anything about that.
Very masculine.
I have no idea what you just said.
Well hung.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, the XFL starts this weekend. AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is being played this weekend. And tonight, the 8th Democratic presidential primary debate happens. There'll be 7 players. Biden, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, I don't know, Sanders, Steyer, Warren, and Yang will be on the stage.
That's a good
tonight.
Mix. All right.
Buttigieg has a razor-thin lead over Sanders right now with all votes counted, even though there was so much chaos in Iowa, they say. He's a rising star of a new generation.
Good. I like him.
So we'll see if he can maintain that lead. I believe Biden and Sanders will both do well in New Hampshire based on what I've read. That Biden make a comeback and you could expect to see Sanders do very well. Also, Elizabeth Warren, Massachusetts.
Yep.
She's known.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes tonight. Democratic presidential primary debate this evening.
Good luck, everyone. Have a great time.
Well,
should be fun.
Some people want to watch every word.
I know.
And that's great.
There was a time. I used to watch every word. I just can't. I can't do it anymore. It starts to really raise my anxiety levels, and I just think, I got to do something else. I want to know what's happening, but I don't want to be that person that soaks it in, that's all they talk about. I know those people. I see less of them now.
I know them too. Mm. Oh my God. Right. Let me see if I can get this text real quick, because it's controversial. You were mentioning earlier, Hooman is not around anymore, and you miss him, and he's not even coming over for weekend dinners. 415 writes, what happened to Hooman, Sarah? Your bro moved in.
Oh, no.
Is it Big John?
It's not. They get along great.
Dun, dun, dun.
Actually, Debbie goes to church with him sometimes. I mean, they're not. That's not it.
That's not it. No. All right. Well, nice try, 415.
Good, solid try. Maybe that is it. I'll ask him.
Ask your brother?
No, I'll ask Hooman.
Oh, okay.
If I ever talk to him again. Maybe he'll talk to me after my brother leaves, and then I'll know the answer.
Right. NASA's Christina Koch.
Probably, right?
Or Coke. Or any other combination of letters you want to use.
We're going to go Koch.
Christina Koch returned to Earth yesterday after 328 straight days in space, a new record for female astronauts.
Way to go, Christina.
And Sarah watched her triumphant return, and your review of it was?
You can't walk after you've been in space that long.
Right.
It ruins you. They actually say it like your eyes get screwed up, you know. They exercise pretty, you know, to try to keep the muscle tone up, but they can't walk when they get back down here.
So this is throwing a real wrench into your plan to get us
out. Right. We need a way to generate gravity that will be near Earth, and people can.
Or humans will just have to find another way to get around.
Well, listen, man, we've got all our eggs in this one basket.
If they ever go up and come back,
we need to figure out how to do this stuff.
They say she also took part in the first all-female spacewalk while she was up there. And yet, when she returned to Earth, she had to be carried in a chair because she hadn't actually used her, they say, spacewalk. But the truth is, haven't
space float.
Actually walked in a year or close to a year.
Right. No, they float around. They have these, like, machines that they get into to exercise those muscles so you're not completely atrophied.
Except that they are completely atrophied.
Yeah. Well, it's not like they in the science fiction books where you land on Earth and then you get up and you run around.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Hey, we're here. Let's go take this place over. What?
Doctors in France. This is a little science.
Oh, science.
Doctors in France created a new type of surgical yarn made from human skin cells. They say it could replace stitches and help people avoid infections, especially when they have to repair organs.
Oh, interesting.
Way to go, France.
From, strung together as human cells?
It just sounds great.
Yeah, sure.
You ever had a good string of stitches?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get them?
Across my stomach.
Oh, from
my appendix.
Your appendix.
Yeah, these days I see people get their appendixes out and they've got this tiny little dimple where they went in to do it. Mine is, I think it's just south of my belly button, and it's 4 inches long. And as I've gotten fatter over the years, it just gets worse. It's uglier and horrible. Giant scar. Let's have a look at that. Look at it. Wow, they sort of double knotted them together. It's probably a name for that kind of knot.
Oy.
It's incredible. Little filaments. Huh.
Looks ponytailish.
It does. It's pretty. Looks like one of those leather ponytail holders, you know, that you clip in your hair. You know, and then you stick the chopstick through. One side to the other.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
Talking about this one?
No, the one on the top there.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, if you put it on the back of your head and then you stick a stick through it and it holds your hair in place.
Kind of looks like a waffle, too.
Yeah, it's waffly. You're right.
How bad would you like to have some waffles right now?
Oh, my God. I can't have those.
Oh, yeah. She's on the keto diet.
I'm on the keto diet.
Oh, did she not talk about this yesterday?
No, I didn't tell Denny.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I should say
what in the hell?
We can just keep going with the news.
Or you can tell me what you're talking about. You're on the keto diet?
Well, I am by default because everyone in my house is on the keto diet.
In the same position as you are, basically, where
Yeah, except the keto diet's got to be way more delicious than what's going on in my house.
It is way more delicious. The thing about the keto diet is it's really just no sugar, no carbs. Apparently, we're on the dirty keto diet. There are ones where you're really just eating like meat, and that's it. This one, like, I can't eat an apple, but I can have all the cream and cheese I want. Yeah, it's crazy. But I've dropped like 4 pounds.
Already?
Yes. And I've been on it for like 3 days. And I've eaten like tons of eggs and bacon, no toast.
You know what I haven't had eggs and bacon and toast in I don't know how many months.
Yeah.
I honestly think like I just need to go to some place and get some bacon and eggs.
You know, the bummer is like no, you know, I eat a lot of eggs with rice. I eat a lot of eggs with toast. Can't have that part. So I have to now I've had more eggs, a little extra bacon. I know.
As my kid's been on this diet and it's worked, so it's, or at least it's working at the moment.
Yes.
And she's improved. Her health has improved a lot.
Right. Did you get another Pride and Joy poo in the toilet yesterday?
As far as I know, well, yes, yesterday was another good day. Today, I have yet to hear from them, but okay. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, for another good day. But one of the things that she's six. She's a little girl. So if you are doing something, she will sniff you out and be like, what's in your mouth?
Oh, it's those delicious gluten-free cookies that your mother makes. Tastes kind of like banana.
So very quickly I learned cheating is not really an option because she'll make you, she's not trying to make you feel bad. She just wants that too and asks about it. And you're like, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm chewing gum and you can't have that either. So
she can't have any gum.
No, nothing.
She loves gum.
I know.
Gum's her thing.
I know. And I pulled up, you know, like to wherever, chewing gum. Hey, the music's playing. What's in your mouth? Can I have some gum?
Aww. Nothing
is in my mouth, honey. Nothing. Nothing.
Why would
is.
I have gum when you can't have gum? I'm
right.
not having gum.
It's awful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's fine. She's better, but so at least you could cheat.
Oh, no.
You're not going to?
I'm not going to. Well, I'm going to try not to cheat.
You want waffles?
I do. Totally want waffles. Instead, I'll just have, let's get breakfast. I'll have a couple eggs and some bacon. I'm allowed.
And a piece of bread, too?
No,
can't have bread. You can't have bread?
Just cheat while you're here.
No carbs, no sugar.
Can you eat eggs without bread?
I can.
I can't. They're too eggy without bread. You know what I mean?
Well, they're eggs.
Right, but they're too eggy.
The whole time. No, they're not. They're all right.
You don't eat like eggs and bacon and sausage and stuff like that, like on a plate?
Yeah, with
can't
toast.
Have,
oh, with
the can't have the potatoes. The, see, you know, can't have those on the plate with the eggs.
I leave the toast there. Sometimes I'll have a bite with some butter, but I'm not like...
You don't think eggs can get too eggy? Does anybody know what I mean by too eggy?
No.
Nobody. Everybody's looking at me like
I'm crazy.
Yeah,
you're asking the wrong person, because I'll slurp that yellow stuff like... Oh, yeah, nice and gooey.
Oh, you mean off the like a fried egg?
Yeah.
It's worth going to breakfast with Bryn just to watch him eat eggs. It's really, there's no cutting and he lifts the whole thing up and goes, and the whole egg goes right in his mouth.
I guess I never realized that. Sarah always points things out. I'm like, oh.
Oh,
everybody doesn't do that?
I thought you were doing it just to entertain me. I really did.
No, I think
remember
I was.
Remember we went to IHOP together?
I was probably trying to get a good bite. You know how that.
Yeah, no. And so you basically took the whole. Right. It was in a spoon. That's right. He digs in a spoon. The whole egg. The whole fried egg.
It's an egg. You mean the whole egg? It's like this big. It's tiny.
Whole egg. The whole egg. One bite.
Salt and pepper.
Sucked it into his mouth.
You know, because if you cut it up and it's like sunny side up, it's going to get all. Like
no,
you, said,
you start
eggy,
by
you
opening
lose...
up the yolk and you dip your toast that you can't have in it or your bacon.
You can't have toast.
No, I can't have any bread.
All right. Well, then we shouldn't do it.
Well, look, I mean, they're cooking this crap at my house. Like, I'm going to try. And I'm telling you, it's only been since, like, Tuesday. And I'm like, how on earth? I had 2 avocados yesterday, whole avocados, 4 eggs, this keto muffin.
Those were good.
I liked it, too. I mean, the consistency is freaking weird.
You end up chewing it for like 5 minutes, but
yeah.
It's good.
It's like it totally dries your mouth out, but they're actually kind of good. And then that's, you know, I could have one handful of nuts, like 10 nuts.
You have a limit on the nuts you can eat?
Well, yeah, there's carbs
in
those.
Just, what?
Yeah, there's carbs in nuts. You have to have less than 30 grams of carbs a day. Whatever, who cares?
I'm interested.
Yeah.
My current diet, because we don't have the oven or the stovetop that's been taken out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm eating everything from the oven. And so I've been rotating chicken pot pie, Amy's cheese pizza.
Oh.
Chicken pot pie. So that's, that can't be good.
No.
I'm eating like a college student right now.
It's not low carb, Ben. I'll
and
tell
I
you
said
that.
To the missus, like, I was explaining what's happening here at the house since you're not around. And she's like, why don't you? Like, I can't even make a bean burrito because I don't. And she goes, make the beans in the oven or the microwave. Would you do that? You ever made beans from a
can
in the oven?
The reason I wouldn't do that is because the other thing that's available to me is a chicken pot pie. I'm going to go with that.
So ridiculous.
Not having a bean burrito when there's a chicken pot pie on offer or an Amy's pizza. Come on.
Amy's pizza is pretty good.
Dude, I know.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my God. Things are great.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive, though.
And please don't text about that keto diet thing either. I don't know anything about it.
I'd love to know about it.
I don't
want to
hear.
Me.
I don't want to hear anything about it. I get it. Everyone says it's terrible.
510 says, we notice the grammar, fewer, less.
Is that from 239?
No, it's 510.
Sorry. We do our best.
I totally notice fewer, less. Love that I'm not alone here.
Yeah, you
this
and
another
my mom.
Person. Right. Well,
team
there's
grammar
a few, there's
police.
Couple right there.
I got my mom a t-shirt for Christmas that says, it's grammar police with a big badge on it that says to serve and correct. Hilarious.
I guess she's so confident in her ability to call people out. Because if you start doing that, then people will do that back to you.
You can't. She's unassailable.
Wow, really?
Oh, she's so perfect. Love you, Mom. Actually, I don't think she's listening to that. She just texted me from a casino.
They're in Vegas?
No, they're in Hollywood, Florida, at the Hard Rock Hotel, which is apparently a Seminole Indian property. And
can they take the boat there, or do they drive?
No, they drive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's over
wow.
in Miami. It's near Miami. Fort Lauderdale, I think it is.
Well, isn't that a beach town?
It is, but it's on the other side. They'd have to go all the way around the Keys, and what, there'd be no way.
Where do they got to be?
Apparently, they got to be at their house.
Oh, all right.
Listening to our show every day, Vinny.
Okay. So a boat ride would be just too much time away.
I guess so. I don't know.
From civilization.
Yeah. I keep telling them, just come out here. I'm like, oh, we're busy. I'm like, really? Doing what?
You've told them to come out here?
Sure.
Oh.
Lots of times.
Okay. Good for you. Well, you're a nice lady then.
Yeah. Am I?
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh. The Oscar swag bags and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.